Thanks. Okay, sorry for the delay, but I think we're ready to go now. So Jianing He is one of my PhD students, and this is basically a status report on this project on developing a calibrated cotton yield monitor. I would like to recognize Ed Barnes, who's the project director at Cotton Incorporated behind this project, Dr. Rishu Sui, who's here with us, also Dr. John Juan Yura and Dr. Matthew Pelletier. All three of them are with USDA ARS. That's Jianing, and the reason that she's not here is because she just had a baby a few days ago. That's a picture of her at a baby shower a few weeks ago. So I'm going to do my best to stand in her place here. Cotton yield monitors, if you're not familiar with them, were first commercialized about 20 years ago. Most of them have been based on optical sensing technologies. They measure the variability of cotton yield in a field to generate yield maps. And, of course, the purpose of yield maps is so that you can have some understanding of the variation in revenue or profit across your field. For all these years, even though these have been commercialized and work reasonably well, there are some significant issues that continue to be a problem with cotton yield monitors. One of them is accuracy is somewhat questionable, and a lot of this deals with the need to calibrate them. Sort of the industry standard is that you need to calibrate them on a field-by-field basis, but based on some of the research that we've done over the years, we found that even when you calibrate on a field-by-field basis, for an individual module, you can have some pretty significant errors associated with it. Also, even if that worked really well, most producers don't do field-by-field calibration. You're hoping that maybe you can get them at least to do like an early season calibration, and they'll run with that calibration throughout the season. And if you do post-processing, you can improve a lot of this, but that requires some tedious work after the fact. And so we have, in some of the research that we've done, individual modules, in fact, we had some cases 30% error, but I'd say 20% is reasonably common. So the objectives of this project were to develop a cotton yield monitor system with built-in calibration to improve accuracy. Doctors Juan Yura and Pelletier developed a calibration system that worked very well on a basket-by-basket basis with the more traditional cotton pickers and strippers. And then, of course, after the development of that system, the objective is to actually do a study where we're recording calibrated cotton yield data in real time to create yield maps and evaluating that system. So here's what the concept of the system looks like. Of course, as with all of them, you have mass flow sensors. You have this calibration system, which is sort of a new part of the equation. All of them, of course, require a GPS receiver. And then we have a somewhat more advanced data processing system than what's been typically used in the past. That's a field programmable gate array-based system. It's got to do more than just basically record the data. It's got to control the system function because the calibration data are collected at a different time than the yield data are collected. These are the sensors that we're using. These are some that were developed by Dr. Sui and myself starting really in the late 90s, and we published some work on these in the early 2000s up to 2003 or 4. Have a patent on this. These worked very well. You can see here that the data on a basket weight basis were very linear. But of course, even these, as with all cotton yield sensors, need calibration because the sensor's responses change from field to field and even module to module. A number of different reasons for that. So here's the sort of new wrinkle to this, and this is the calibrated cotton yield monitor system. Doctors Juan Yura and Pelletier developed this system. It measures the basket lift cylinder hydraulic pressure. So they've got an inclinometer on the basket. As the basket is tilting to dump into the bowl buggy or the module builder, they're stopping the basket at a very specific position that gives them a consistent performance of this hydraulic pressure measurement that can be directly correlated with the weight of the basket. So as they're harvesting, they're collecting yield data, and then they can get basket by basket weight. And this could be used after the fact to go back and post-correct all of the data based on these basket weights. So we looked at that and spoke to them and said, this is really cool. How can we combine this with the yield sensors that we have and get calibrated data in real time? Because we know nobody really wants to do post-calibration, and it really only ever happens in a research context, but we want it to happen in actual production. Of course, the GPS receiver is required, and if you're not familiar with this type of data, what you're doing is you're producing a table of data, roughly one data point per second. It'll look like this: date, time, latitude, longitude. You might have speed or some other data that are collected depending on the data string that you're pulling off. And then, of course, the field programmable gate array is the overall data processing system that's bringing all of these components together and controlling the system function. I should point out for anybody who's interested, this is an Altera brand FPGA. Altera was recently purchased by Intel, so if you're interested in that, you can look them up on Intel. So here's how the process is intended to work. As the harvester is going through the field, it's collecting yield data. When the basket is full, it begins to dump that basket, and of course, when it gets to a certain angle during the dump, the calibration system will measure the actual weight of the basket or the actual yield. The FPGA, the data processing system, will compare the sum of all the yield values collected with the yield sensor. It will compare that sum to this measurement that's made on the basket weight. It will calculate a conversion factor for that and then correct all the yield values. So during the harvest, you're recording this table. I showed you the GPS data that are being recorded. Of course, since you've got yield sensors, you're adding this column in the table. So with all these GPS positions, you've got a column of yield data. Once the basket is full, you stop, you're dumping the basket, and you collect this information here. You'll have some basket number, the actual weight of the basket. You convert that, you calculate that conversion factor, and then the overall system will replace, if you will, all of these original yield values with the corrected yield values. So what the data that are actually pulled off the harvester when at the end of the day will be fully corrected yield data. So as I said, this is basically a status report on the project. Jianing has developed a capability to work with this Altera FPGA. She's tested these mass flow sensors in the lab, built the FPGA data processing system in terms of the I/O requirements for the different sensors that are involved. Recent work, she's tested it with the mass flow sensors and with the GPS system. Currently, and in the near future, she's working on completing the software design. And of course, we expect in summer, we'll probably be down in South Texas where harvest begins about the 1st of July to be testing this in the field and evaluating the performance, probably working the kinks out and doing a more formal test in the fall. And there is the reason that Jianing is not here, her beautiful newborn baby. And with that, I'll stop and take questions. If there are any. Great, thank you.